Since they first arrived on Broadway more than 40 years ago, Andrew Lloyd Webber and Tim Rice have rarely not had a show running in a theater there. As of tonight, they have two revivals of their biggest hits as Evita opens fast on the heels of Jesus Christ Superstar. The two reminisce with Jeff London.
They are now Lord Andrew Lloyd Webber and Sir Tim Rice. But when they wrote these shows, they were just Andrew and Tim, a couple of young, hungry songwriters who wanted to bring a rock and roll energy to the musical stage. Both of them were in New York to see the new productions imported from Canada and London, and to give some notes, says Tim Rice.
It is extraordinary. It's actually just a coincidence, as far as I can tell, because the two shows came from totally different sources. And by sheer chance, they've arrived within 2 or 3 weeks of each other on Broadway, which is fun.
Jesus Christ, superstar, do you think you're what they say you are?
Jesus, tell me, I only want to know.
Rice and Lloyd Webber were in their 20s when they wrote Jesus Christ Superstar. They met through a mutual acquaintance when they were teenagers and wrote a little 20-minute school cantata called Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, which got them some notoriety. Lloyd Webber says they decided their next project would be biblical, too.
We were toying around with various subjects, and I think it was the Dean of St. Paul's Cathedral who said, "Why don't you think about the story of Jesus?" And we kind of toyed with it and then thought, maybe yes, maybe no.
Rice says what made it a yes was the idea of telling the story from Judas Iscariot's point of view.
It's logical that he might have been worried about the man that he admired and had joined was kind of getting out of control. In the Bible, there is absolutely no motivation for Judas other than that he's a sort of 100% figure of evil. And it seemed to me that that was probably not the case.
Jesus! You started to believe the things that serve you. You really do believe this talk of God is true.
But both men say their idea was roundly rejected by theater producers, so they convinced their record company to release the musical as a double album, says Rice.
Thank God we did, because the fact that we made Superstar initially for record meant that we cut out the book, and we hadn't actually written a book, but we were thinking of having a chat. So it might have been, "Hey, Judas, take a seat," or whatever. I mean, it could have been awful. It worked so much better and was much less pretentious if it was a sung-through work.
I don't know how to love him. What to do, how to move him. I've been changed. Yes, really changed.
The record was a number one hit in the States, and all of a sudden those producers who rejected the show were clamoring to stage it. It got a rock arena tour, Broadway and West End productions, was turned into a movie, and has never really disappeared from stages around the world. Both writers love the new high-tech revival. Tim Rice says it took the team more than half a decade to come up with their next show, Evita.
Well, we had this mega hit with Superstar, and how do we follow it up? You know, and we were now theatrical writers, and I think most people thought we were one-hit wonders. I thought we were one-hit wonders.
What's new?
The idea of doing a show about Eva Perón, the wife of the Argentinian fascist dictator Juan Perón, came by coincidence. Rice heard a BBC radio documentary about her while driving to a dinner party. So he decided to do some research and found himself fascinated.
I thought the idea that this woman of 33, who was from the sticks, working class, illegitimate, could have become the goddess of this big nation was quite extraordinary.
My mad existence, I kept my promise.
The revival stars Elena Roger, an Argentinian actress, and Latino superstar Ricky Martin. Lloyd Webber says when he originally wrote the score, he didn't know a lot about Argentinian music.
And although I tried to write Don't Cry for Me Argentina as a tango, and I did various other things, I can't say that I knew that much about it. So when the chance came up to reorchestrate it, by that time, of course, I was a lot more familiar. And so I've been able to do various things in the orchestrations that use some of the conventions that are in Argentine cafe music, really.
So there's a lot more accordion, guitar, and tango rhythms in the revival.
On this night of a thousand stars, let me take you to heaven's door.
After Evita, the two songwriters have worked only occasionally on some songs together, but both get excited when asked about new projects with other collaborators. Rice has almost finished work on an adaptation of From Here to Eternity, and Lloyd Webber has an idea for a new show based on a 1963 scandal which almost brought down the British government.
It's such a kind of improbable idea for a musical that it intrigues me.
Kind of like a rock opera about Jesus Christ, or a Broadway musical about Eva Perón. Evita opens at the Marquee Theatre tonight. Jesus Christ Superstar continues performances at the Neil Simon Theatre. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
To hear more from Jeff's interviews with Andrew Lloyd Webber and Tim Rice, and find out which comes first, the music or the lyrics, go to npr.org. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.